to a Hope 103.2 podcast.
Thank you and good morning. Welcome. This is Chris Witz and it's Morning Devotions. Psalm 8 in the Old Testament is an intriguing song of praise to God. Have a look at it sometimes. It begins and ends with the same words that actually inspired a popular worship song. It starts, "O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth." Now, this was written by the shepherd boy whom God made into a king, a boy who became a man known as a man after God's own heart. That's a privileged statement, isn't it? And this young man that we know as the name David. So we can almost imagine him as a young man lying on the hillside, his father's sheep are bedded down for the night, and David looks up at the night sky and starts to be filled with wonder. And you've got the words there in Psalm 8. It was something like Abraham Lincoln who said, "I never beheld the heavens filled with the stars, that I did not feel I'm looking into the face of God. I can see how it might be possible for a man to look down upon the earth and be an atheist, but I cannot conceive how he could look up into the heavens and say, there is no God." Now, there is certainly something about a clear night filled with a big moon and the bright shining stars that creates this sense of wonder. You know, the stars are clearer when they're away from the city. My wife and I noticed that particularly when we were one time in the Northern Territory. And that's probably what inspired David to write the words as he looked at the heavens. "When I consider your heavens and the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you've set in place, what is man that you're mindful of him, the son of man that you care for him?" That's Psalm 8, 3-4. A father told his taking his family to a national park in Colorado, and he said that the sky seemed more brilliant than they'd ever seen it, and the stars were so close that you could almost touch them. So the three boys decided they'd put their sleeping bags out in the ground so they could go to sleep watching the stars. And the man and wife had settled down for the night when their youngest son came into the tent dragging his sleeping bag with him. "What's the matter? Is it getting too cold?" "No," he said, "I just never knew I was so small." We can imagine David looking up at the majesty of the night sky and being filled with awe. And I guess he must have felt really small. I mean, how could a God who's created all this beauty be concerned with him? How could God be mindful of him or even care what happens to him? And yet David was right. It didn't make any sense. Arthur Clarke, the author of 2001, A Space Odyssey, said, "If there are any gods whose chief concern is man, they can't be very important gods." Now, what he was saying was that we're so insignificant that any god worth the name wouldn't give us a second thought. And that was echoed in a different way by one of the leading astronomers and atheists of the past century. His name was Carl Sagan. And on one of his science programs, he said, "We live in an insignificant planet of a humdrum star, lost in a galaxy tucked away in some forgotten corner of the universe in which there are far more galaxies than people." So he painted this portrait of a trivial planet, of a dismal solar system out in the backwater galaxy. So he not only asked why would anyone be impressed with man, he asked why would anyone be impressed with our planet and our sun. Now, why would he say that? Well, he was an atheist. He didn't believe in God. He had no reason to believe that our world would have any significance at all. But of course, he'd seen and studied a great deal about the universe, and what he'd seen made him scoff at our galaxy, as having no importance. As an astronomer, he knew that there were billions and billions of stars. Many of those stars are 1,000 times brighter than our sun. And of course, he would know that our sun was called a yellow dwarf star. You might have heard that expression. Why is the sun called a dwarf star? Because it's really only a small star. It's dwarfed by the size of other stars in the known universe. And so the fact that our sun is dwarfed by other stars in the universe has caused scientists to say the sun is a rather commonplace celestial object. It's a star of ordinary dimensions and of ordinary brightness. I want to take this a bit further tomorrow, but Lord, we know that some of these people are wrong. You created the heavens and the earth. And we thank you as we look at the stars. Amen.
Hope 103.2. Thanks for listening.